This is Mick with National Rock Review. I have the Mike Leslie Band, Mike Leslie and Michael Parrott on the phone with me tonight. How you doing, guys?
Good. Yeah, doing awesome.
So you guys are getting ready to release your new album, Mike Leslie Band. You guys have had a great freaking year. The past 2 years, you guys have been rocking Detroit. You took home two 2013 Detroit Music Awards, including the coveted People's Choice Award. You won the regional crown in the Doug FM's Battle of the Bands, which your national radio introduction. You had a huge Thanksgiving Eve show and the premiere of your single video, Weather Vane, with an at-capacity crowd. You guys are just jamming. You opened for Three Dog Night, Sponge, Jimmy Vaughn this first year. So what's going on, man? What are you guys up to next? You got the new album coming out. Where are we at with that? Working with to produce this album?
Well, we produced it ourselves. And about, we had a couple different engineers on it and a couple different mastering engineers. The song's gonna be pretty diverse. I mean, they're all gonna sound like us, you know. But I think front to back, it's gonna be a really adventurous album and a really good showcase of our ability. Yeah. And yeah, so there's gonna be 10 songs on the album. Including our new single, Weather Vane, and which hopefully everybody's heard. And we got a brand new music video for that, which you can see on YouTube and everywhere else.
Tell us about the process behind the video that you debuted on Thanksgiving Eve at the Magic Bag Show. Tell us about the video and how it came to be and your debut of it at the Thanksgiving Eve show at the Magic Bag.
Well, we hooked up with Capstone Film Class, which is out of Madonna University in Livonia. And basically, they have a whole crew, large crew of students and professors behind the video. And we gave them some ideas, and the director came up with a... with an idea for the whole story, and we liked it a lot. And basically, the whole premises were it's just us three playing a song on top of a big building in Detroit, right next to the Fox Theater, called the Town Pump Tavern. And we're on top of the video at night, and you can see the whole Detroit skyline. And I guess the story is, as the song progresses, the weather gets a little more chaotic, and towards the end, there's wind and smoke and debris everywhere, and yeah, but we're still rocking, so it's all good. We didn't fall for anything, so I think
very cool.
Do you have anything to add, Mike? Eric? That's pretty much
it. It was a real good experience, you know. Capstone did a fantastic job. They were all very professional. And I think the video portrays that. You know, when you watch it, you'll see that these aren't just, you know, just film students. Like, they actually do their job very well. And we're just honored to work with them.
Yeah, overall amazing experience, and we're really happy with how it ended up. So, yeah.
So you guys have really been one of the hardest working bands in Detroit. I mean, you've been around for just maybe almost 2 years now. And every time I turn around, I see you guys playing somewhere else, like, you know, 3 or 4 nights a week. You know, what drives you guys to behind your music and getting out there and playing?
Well, we played our first real show, which was actually our EP release show at the Magic Stick, and that was last December 8th. So before that, we were kind of just really developing the album, developing a business plan, and just kind of getting the word out about what we were doing. We just kind of, after that, we just hit it really, really hard and, you know, completed all our year-long goals pretty quick. And now we're doing the same thing for 2014. We're just planning on taking, you know, even bigger steps and keeping the momentum going really, really far. And we'll see where it takes us. But, you know, it's like, yeah, a lot of it's luck, but... you know, luck favors you if you're working your ass off. So we have a really good feeling about this next year.
So what's it like being in a band, you know, rising to the top of the crop in Detroit?
What's it like?
Yes.
It's great. it's awesome. I love it. It's everything I... pretty much wanted, you know, to kind of do with my life. Took me a while to, you know, really, you know, we've been playing in bands, you know, separately and playing music for a very long time. I can speak for myself and say that this is definitely the most proudest I've been with what I've done. And you know, it's been, honestly, 2013 has been the craziest, most eventful year of my life. And, you know, if anything, I'll have that, you know. And I'm really looking forward to what's going to come. And it's, you know, we're locked in with, you know, like, basic get along really well, and I don't see it stopping anytime soon. And yeah, it's great. It's really cool that people are recognizing how hard we're working too, and it's great. It's been awesome meeting a lot of new wonderful people. That's just fucking awesome. That's all I gotta say. What do you think, Black Parrot?
Well, I think that as much as we've accomplished in this short time, it's surprising. Like, we were definitely very surprised at how quickly things have worked out. But then again, it just encourages us to set bigger goals for this, this coming year. We have larger goals, and we're going to be, we're planning on traveling. We're planning on spreading the Mike Leslie Band name across the country. So, it's kind of like, okay, so we were able to do this and set our goals and surpass them in the year. Let's set some bigger ones and see if we can do the same thing in 2014. So that's kind of what we're doing. We're hitting the ground running with this year, and we're going to work even harder, actually. So we're really excited about it, and we're just gearing up,
Yeah.
So, Leslie, how did you and Parrot come to meet each other and work with each other?
We were in a band for about 4 years before this band together, and it was mostly a cover band, and we got together with that through a mutual friend, and kind of clicked, right away, and we always just worked really well together, and we took, I think it was like 2011, we took, some time off and did some different things, and then I got, I kind of got the creative urge, and I wanted to start my own, real original project and give it a go. And Parrot was really the first person I thought of to help out with that, and that's how it kind of happened in a nutshell, really.
So, what was your feelings when you won the People's Choice Awards in the DMAs this year?
Yeah, I kind of when that happened, I kind of saw it as us kicking in the door and going, okay, here we are, Detroit.
Yeah, exactly.
So here's my Leslie band. Because everyone sitting in the crowd was like, who are these people? And then here we are, you know, obviously just taking the award and saying thank you to our friends and fans and family. And no one even knew who we were at that point, but it was kind of like, that was like our surprise introduction, you know. So it was neat to kind of go, hey, we're on the scene now, and this is happening. So get ready.
Pretty fucking cool first impression, if you ask me. I thought.
Now, apart from winning, you know, the DMA Awards and the Doug FM Battle of the Bands and the Thanksgiving show and everything else, all the great highlights that have happened, what are some of the more personal things that have happened to you this year that have, on a personal level, that have just really validated everything that you're doing?
Good question. Well, you know, I think I'm a pretty darn, I can be a pretty dark, cynical person, you know, really deep down. You know, I'm definitely happy and, you know, a nice guy for sure, but, you know, it's like, I went in this, you know, it's kind of like, I guess I had something to prove and, I wanted to show people that, you know, what I was doing, what I wanted to do, matters because, you know, pretty much my whole life, everybody's been telling me that you can't have a career in music and, you know, the statistics, the odds are way against you that you'll ever make it, you know, and, personally, you know, it's like, well, everybody has a different opinion of making it, but, you know, moving in the right direction and, you know, accomplishing your goals, you know, to me is, in a way making it. So, personally, this year has been really fulfilling in that aspect. And people are starting, you know, to recognize that, maybe I know kind of what I'm doing a little bit. And, good having, people behind your back and are really appreciative of what you're doing. And it really does influence a lot of people because, you know, it's extremely hard and it's extremely bold to give up basically everything, you know, and focus on something that isn't guaranteed and isn't secure and stuff like that. So, you know, a lot of people, they don't do it because it's not easy and it's not secure. And so when people see you doing that, it's kind of a, I don't know, what's the word? I don't know, an influence or whatever. You know, like you only get one fucking life, man. You gotta make the best of it. Take some fucking risks, you know.
How about you, Mike
Garrett? What are you?
Yeah, I think that I guess personally, it's taught me too that you have to kind of take a risk with things, and you have to push and drive, and it changes the way you think about, I guess, how life has to be, and a lot of people think that, you know, life has to be about comfort, and you have to make a lot of money, and you know you have to do all this stuff, and yeah, that's just fun, and it's, you know, it's necessary for certain things, but at the same time, if you want to chase your passion and your dream, you've got to give up everything, and you have to do whatever it takes. And if that means, you know, scraping by, well, that's what it means. And you push it, and you do it, and you work, and make it happen. Otherwise, you're going to regret not even trying. So,
that's the thing.
I think this, over this past year, that's been my learning experience, I guess, through this whole process.
So, have you guys got any accolades from any of the local Detroit celebrities, local guys that have been doing the music scene here for years and been around a long time? Have they come up to you and like, man, you really got it going on, guys?
I think so. We've, you know, since we started, we've met, you know, a lot of amazing bands around here, you know, bands that have been around for a little while, and they've always, they've been really appreciative, and they have really good things to say about, what we're doing, and it's great, it's really great being, connected in the scene, you know, with good people. Like, we can go to, like, a DMA party now, or we can go to, some type of event like that, or even a show, a local show, and, you know, it's like a lot of people know us, and we know a lot of people, and that's, you know, it's a really great feeling, you know, because we're really all in this together, and there's, you know, there's a lot of camaraderie, but there's also a lot of rivalry here, I guess, in some sense, you know.
So, going on for your new album coming out, who's doing the artwork for your album? Are you guys doing anything special for the album cover, or are you going to do vinyl, CD, digital?
Well, we're going to start off with the CD, you know, as we would, you know, as soon as we have the means to, I think we will have a 12-inch vinyl thing. I'd really like that. We're also thinking about doing a 7-inch single for one of the songs. The album artwork is being done by our friend Kitty Crawford, who did the EP artwork, and our whole LP artwork is going to be very similar, just because we like the image, and, you know, wanted to make it similar but different. So, I don't know, I think people are going to like it a lot. Yeah.
Has there been any moments in the past couple of years where you almost just want to throw in the towel and say, screw it, I'm going to do something else?
You mean since we started this project?
Yes.
No, not at all. For me.
No. Not either. No.
I mean, there has been times where, for me, things have gotten, completely overwhelming, you know, with just so much going on to, you know, almost the point of, you know, a nervous breakdown because only so much your brain and your heart can handle. And there's also been the opposite times where, you know, not much is going on at all, and, you know, it's kind of discouraging. But, you know, even with those times, I never thought about throwing in the towel. No show.
No way. I think it would take a lot. We have to take a lot to make it happen. And you're dying.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say that. Yeah, one of us is gonna die or something. That would be hard to get through. But I don't see that happening anytime soon either, so yeah, I mean, someone recently asked us, you know, it's like, what happens, you know, if shit doesn't work out 2 years or 5 years no, what's your option? And I think we both said, that's not an option. You know, we're going to make it work. And we're just going to keep pushing. We don't see a deadline or a dead end anytime soon.
So, tell me about some of the songs on the new album that are coming out. What are some of your personal favorites besides Weather Vane that you really want people to hear and embrace?
We're also going to have some songs from the EP that, you know, people have heard before, but I think are still really good songs that, you know, once we get the whole album out, you know, a lot of people who haven't heard the EP will hear and they'll like those too. I think my personal favorite songs on the album are going to be, the last song that's going to be on the album is this blues song, and it's called 4 AM Blues, and it's a really slow, really dirty blues, you know, old school blues, and it's really, really raw, and just, it's got so much feeling, and it's a really long song, so I don't see it being on a fucking radio station anytime soon, as a single, but it's definitely a song that, even if you don't like blues or anything like that, people are going to listen to and feel it. I think for sure. So I can't wait for people to listen to that song. And I think, you know, another one of my favorite songs is Notice, which a lot of people have heard. We've been playing it live for a while, but I think that was like the first song we completed. And we've always gotten, you know, just an amazing response from that. And I think it's just a really rocking song. And, you know, besides Weather Vane, I think that's could be another single. And, yeah, but there really isn't too many songs, or any songs that I really don't like on the album that I'm not really proud of. You know, we put a lot into every song, and there's not really any filler songs on the album. There, you know, it could be just an album of singles if we wanted to, I guess. Mike Parrott, what do you think?
I think that Notice and Weather Vane are great songs. Definitely the 4 AM Blues that's going to wrap up the CD. I think it's going to be I kind of hope it takes some people by surprise a little bit when they listen to the album. I kind of like that it's slightly different than the rest of the songs. Because it's huge, and there's a lot of emotion that went into playing that song. So I think that people will be able to hear that when they listen to it. But I love Sadie. That one just particularly means a lot to me because of where I guess I was in life when I wrote it. So it's, that one's always going to have a special place in my heart. But I think I'm very, very proud of the way it turned out on the album, too. So hopefully people will be able to listen to that and kind of feel the emotion that I had when I wrote it. So we'll see.
Yeah, that would have been my definitely third choice for sure. In no particular order, that song I think came out, you know, amazing, and it's got, you know, it's not only is it catchy and it's jamming and, you know, it's rocking at some point, but it is a really good, you know, heartfelt, real, you know, raw song. You know, it's got a lot of feeling, a lot of feeling, and I think people
What was the inspiration for that song? What was the inspiration for 4 a.m. Blues? A case of food poisoning or just break up with a girlfriend?
Well, I kind of wanted to, we've been playing this blues jam, which is kind of like a Hendrix song. You know, we've been, playing that live for a little bit. And, I think one day, we went in the studio and just recorded it instrumentally, and I was like, fuck, I gotta write some lyrics to this, and I don't know, I was just thinking of some generic blues lyrics, blues is pretty, it's not the hardest kind of style of music to write lyrics to, but, they're real lyrics, it's like going through, relationship troubles at the time, or actually all the time, so... it's not necessarily a 100% true story, but it's definitely something people can relate to, and it's something that just kind of happened,
So, growing up, you guys both grew up in Detroit, correct? So what makes you proud to be from Detroit and part of the Detroit music scene?
Absolutely nothing. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's great. I mean, we've lived here our whole lives, been a lot of other places, but this is, of course, it's just home, and I think the thing is, if you can, Detroit's, not only statistically, but, it just is, it's one of the roughest cities in the United States, and I think if you can really rise above all the stigma and all the negative energy in Detroit, I think you're doing something pretty good. But it still is a great city. There's a lot of open people coming together for the right causes and for the right reasons. So it's almost like Detroit has something to prove. I mean, it is like that because of all the shit that's going on and people want to show people that it's not the worst city in the U.S.
Well, I think that, the history of that Detroit has with the music scene is, undeniably one of the best in the world, okay? So, to be able to come from an area where so many amazing musicians and singers and songwriters have come from and kind of represented this city at some point, that's awesome in itself. So, we're going to be proud of that. And be able to say, hey, these people were our heroes. Growing up, we listened to, we've been listening to Motown and to, all these great musical influences for a long time. And it's a feeling. I think it's a real feeling that musicians that come from the Detroit area have something different, It's just, you can hear it in the music, you can hear it in the lyrics, and just because they have those influences. But then again, the city is in a rough spot, but I think that when, through adversity and through these tough times, I think the arts especially are what shine through, when you have all this destruction and whatever that particular area is going through, then the arts thrive even more so, because that's kind of like an encouragement to people. That's kind of what everyone looks for as a, as a beacon, I guess. And they, so music is even more so important during those times. And I think that's what you're seeing right now in Detroit. You're seeing a rise up of bands and musicians who are going, you know what, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on right now, but you know what, in this format, we are all together, and we are, you know, going to just produce the best music we can, and then we at least have this, in a way. You know, that's exactly what the kind of the feeling is. Well, we have this, and we're, you know, we're gonna ride this wave.
Yeah, and I think the funny thing is, though, you always hear people, you know, I mean, there's other, you know, huge cities to be at music in the U.S., and, you know, I hear people going out to, you know, L.A., Hollywood to make it, go to New York to make it, Nashville, Seattle, you know, or whatever. And it's like, I just don't, you know, I don't know how to, well, you just don't hear people saying, oh, I gotta go to Detroit to make it in the music scene, you know. Not that that's a bad thing, you know. And not that LA and New York aren't great cities, it's just, like Mike was saying, you know, it's rough, but the art here is absolutely amazing, not just in music, but in everything else. It's great. That makes sense.
So, if somebody's going to come visit Detroit, what three venues or places would you tell people to visit in Detroit to go check out live music, local music, on any given night?
Live local music.
On any given night of the week. Just places to go. Like, I'm a visitor to Detroit. I want to go check out some local music on any given night of the week.
Yeah. There are a bunch of places that have music every, you know, at least every week, if not several nights a week. You can go to, I mean, there's small, they have Hammock, they have bands all the time. You have
Magic Stick.
Yeah, the Magic Stick, and you have the Magic Bag. You have St. Andrews in Detroit, you know, he's been around for a while. And the Loving Touch in Ferndale. I mean, there are a lot of bars and just that are constantly bringing in bands, and you can go see a good show, you know, anywhere. If you want to travel outside of, you know, north of Detroit a little bit, there's, you know, there's Diesel, on Chesterfield, but, you know, there are places all over. You can pretty much walk around and find a bar, and there's going to be some music, so.
There,
yeah.
There really is.
DJ's walking out.
PJ's Logger House is one I was thinking off the top of my head with their Wednesday night open funk mic night.
Yep.
Northern Lights is a great one.
Northern Lights Lounge, yeah.
Yep. Tadu Cafe is pretty good. And, So there really is a lot. That's why it's a second to think about. There's so much, you know. Hard to name any specific one or two.
The best thing, I think, is that they all have their own feel to them, too. You know, it's like it's a different experience at every place.
Yeah.
So, growing up in Detroit, are there any musicians that inspired you that you would want to work with and collaborate with?
In Detroit? Detroit musicians?
Correct.
Okay, sure.
You mean like our influences?
No, like just like artists that you grow up listening to in Detroit.
Like,
not just people that are playing now.
Anybody.
People that are playing now from Detroit who, Melvin Davis, for sure. We just saw him. We just saw him for the first time. Dude's, 71, and he's just killing it, and he looks like he's having the greatest time of his life, and he still sounds amazing. I'd like to just have a conversation with him, and, obviously he's a soul ambassador of Detroit, so, he knows everybody, and just see what it's all about, That'd be one for me, for sure.
So I'm thinking guys like Jim McCarty.
Oh, yeah, Jim McCarty is, one of my favorite guitar players, and he happens to, live right here. Bob Seger, of course. I don't know if he's actually from Ann Arbor, but I guess you can consider him a Detroit person, definitely. That'd be great to do something with him, for sure.
How about you, Pert? Mike Parrott, I heard there's actually a drink named after you here in Detroit now.
There it is.
I don't know if that to be true.
I heard it's called the Chunky Parrott.
It is a shot that someone created that is that was definitely a test of your stomach strength.
Can you elaborate on that?
Well, it's a shot of Lafroy and blue cheese, and topped off with malt vinegar. So, if anyone wants to get something to try, apparently that's called the Chunky Parrott shot.
Yeah, if anyone needs something, they just got to get out of their stomach really quick, definitely.
So, Mike Leslie, Mike Parrott, thank you guys for taking time to speak with me tonight. National Rock Review, Mike Leslie Band, album release coming out January 17th. Got a big show coming up at the Magic Back Theater, correct?
That is correct.
And then you guys are going to go on a tour, regional tour?
That's the plan. We'll see.
So, Have you guys got a...
We'll definitely be at a lot of different cities coming up. We'll be at a lot of festivals this summer, for sure. And hopefully, you know, somewhere else, you know, maybe a different country, too. So that's the goal, that's the plan.
Excellent. Guys, thank you so much. Look forward to your show on January 17th. We'll see you soon.
Thanks. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.